This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Not a lot of Cavs talk on today's show. We started Gardo's. We got some Browns talk. Went back to Gardo's. Back to the Browns. So I don't know if this is technically Cavs specific, other than Bill Simmons went on the Bill Simmons podcast and suggested a specifically, let's say, aggressive trade for LeBron James.
I'm just wondering if it all ends with him going back to Cleveland. By the way, I'm not inventing this. This has been floating around for the last 3-4 weeks, and people have been wondering after how it ended for Cleveland. It's like, okay, what could they do? There's a couple different ways. First of all, I'm pretty sure that they could just trade Jared Allen and DeAndre Hunter for LeBron James and take the second year of his deal and maybe give him a 1-year extension. That's a trade that, according to the trade machine, you could have the LeBron opt out and then sign for a smaller deal. So it could just be LeBron for Jared Allen, a trade that I'm not even sure Cleveland would want to do because LeBron's going to be 41 years old next year. But he could opt out, do a deal around $20 million, straight up trade for Allen. Or he could opt out of his deal and sign with them for the 12.9 mid-level. Or he could sign with them for the minimum.
All right. If LeBron signs with anyone for the minimum, or even the 12.9 mid-level exception, I will be shocked.
Yeah, I mean, he's been the king of we have to take as much money as possible so that we don't have situations like that.
Also,
where the expectation, right? He didn't want to be Tom Brady at the end of his career, where Brady was taking so much less to play with the Patriots.
Also, if I'm already skeptical that with Darius and with Donovan together, that Evan Mobley can take the next jump he needs to, Maybe don't throw LeBron in the middle of that. Interesting.
You do become instant title favorites, do you not?
Yes, but I don't know how. I don't. That's just a lot. I mean, okay. Listen, if you could say LeBron would sign here either for the vet min or the mid level exception, I would be over the moon. There's just another homecoming with LeBron. There's just no way I'll ever poo poo it. And LeBron, in the era of we got to get better in the margins, LeBron coming back for anything other than having to trade for him makes you an incredible amount better. It does. Also, I don't know why the Cavs are ready for LeBron reunion yet as they try and figure out their team. And I don't know why LeBron would maybe come back to Cleveland given that there are some roster complications, even if it's, again, just for the mid-level exception.
Oh, well, I mean,
which I don't think would happen in any circumstance.
Only thing I can dream up is that he's such a storyteller. right? And so he just loves his stories. And so part of his story being the start and the finish here
would
be enough.
You just described him like I described my grandpa. He loves his stories.
Yeah, LeBron loves his stories.
My grandpa's a born raconteur.
I'm not talking like Matlock or anything like that. I mean, I'm like actual, he loves the story of it all. He loves the arc attached to this. So I it's the only reason why I could see it possibly happening is because for the person that dreamed up wanting to play with his son, when it just shouldn't have been something he was dreaming up for years on end. Like, he thinks about these things. This is the perfect way to go out if you're LeBron.
216-474-0092. Who should want a reunion more, LeBron or the Cavs? I have my answer. Who do you think should want a reunion more?
I think the Cavs should want it more because LeBron doesn't need the Cavs in any sort of way. Because him and Luka, it's not a great team, albeit they need to get help. But like him and Luka living in Los Angeles... which I still have no idea why he wants to maintain living there outside of the idea that it's Los Angeles and the sunshine and everything else.
Probably the wildfires and the porn stars, I would think.
You think the wildfires are they're a feature, not a bug?
I'm being slightly facetious.
Because you put porn stars in that group, so I really wasn't sure.
I was saying that like a negative two. I wasn't saying like.
I mean, I thought
wildfires and porn
for
stars.
You see how my brain was confused. I was like, I think the porn stars is a positive. I know the wildfires are a negative, but they're not making sense to me together.
I'll tell you this: porn stars and Instagram models—they don't travel.
Nothing NBA players like more than that combination.
Listen, I've seen a Insta thought pop up in Minneapolis in January. Have NBA star will travel, said the porn star. I made that up. That kind of a little.
Yeah, it felt like it.
There.
Yeah.
It felt good, though.
Okay,
it's
then.
True.
As long as you felt good about it.
I think it's LeBron. Now, LeBron doesn't need anything, but LeBron coming back to Cleveland, especially for something as ridiculous as the mid-level exception where you don't have to trade for him, and I, like everybody else, expect him to opt into the $50 million he's going to make this year. Because logic.
Logic. That's the hard part of this conversation is nobody can think this actually is going to happen.
But here's the other thing. If you could just get him to Cleveland, I think LeBron needs it more because I don't think he's winning a championship with Luka. And I think step one of post LeBron for the Lakers, I think the biggest step they already took, they traded for Luka.
And right, the succession plan's already in place.
And much like what the Lakers did when LeBron went there, is they then spent a season evaluating everyone around him and then jettisoned everyone else to make the team best fit around LeBron and Anthony Davis. That's why they traded for AD. You've already got the bill of sale on LeBron and Luka together. Like, yes, they can conceivably be better together, but... Like, how do you get the roster better around Luka? You trade LeBron. So I don't think the Lakers are that much closer to winning a championship with all their imperfections. And moving on from LeBron allows the Lakers to just put it all on Luka and build the Luka Lake show. And for LeBron, if this really comes down to what does LeBron value? If it's championships, you can't tell me next year's Cavs team with him and not subtracting a whole lot. You can't tell me that wouldn't.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Give him a better chance of winning than just him and Luka.
Well, on that note, too, if we're attaching Luka to this convo, as we should, he definitely is the center of attention on the Cavs team where he's not on the Lakers.
Yeah. Well, and I think you can go back to some of the similar stuff that LeBron did the first time, which is LeBron and the Bronettes. I don't know, you should do that. But I think what's interesting is, like, I think we're at a rare point where the Cavs don't really need LeBron. It would be a want to have, not a need to have. And the same thing can be said of LeBron. That's always been one-sided. LeBron's never really needed the Cavs. He's just wanted the Cavs when it fit his narrative, his story, like you kind of talked about.
Yeah.
So I think the power dynamic's totally different now than it was a decade ago. And so I think if you're the Cavs, that allows you to make a more clear decision. You know, I think if there were talks, back-channel talks, this happened all the time in the NBA, it's the worst-kept story ever. Your narrative to LeBron is, do you want to win a fifth championship? If so, come home and fit within what we got.
Well, and so in the trade, what did Bill have? He had Jared Allen and then DeAndre Hunter?
He had Allen and Hunter, which again, if they maintain under the second apron, if they're still second to second apron,
you can't combine
them
up.
You have to make another move to then get under the second apron.
But we're playing in fantasy land already, so let's keep playing with it.
If that
ended up being your trade, if you got under the second apron and then you could make that deal, that doesn't shorten your window at all if it doesn't work out.
Yeah, but it takes two of your biggest. I mean, Jared and DeAndre are both starters in the NBA, and that's starter level talent. Losing them for a guy who might be here for a year would complicate your window going forward. You'd probably reset the team a year from now.
We like both Jared and DeAndre, but it's not the same as trading Mobley for Giannis, where you're like, what a short-term situation we have going on here, and we really better win it in that 1 year. It's not really the case there. If you still have Donovan, you still have Mobley, you still have Garland, you can have just about anybody, and you'll feel good about it.
Can I tell you the number one thing that bugs me? The Simmons thing just feels lazy to me. Even like the LeBron Cavs conjecture just feels lazy to me.
Well, it's a fun storyline for him.
Well, it's fun, but it's also easy. I don't think the Cavs even make the most sense out of LeBron X's. I think LeBron to
Miami again.
For Kalel Ware. Well, you got to kick Dracula out of the
castle. You might as
well
be Pat Riley at this point. You love bringing the heat into every trade.
Well, no, it's a great place to live. Yeah, zero income tax.
What kind of porn stars do they have there, Nick?
They also travel. Pretty good ones.
No, and no wildfires? Ooh, what a spot we have.
Yeah, Gators and Hurricanes. But no wildfires and porn stars.
I was going to offset it with something else, but we don't need to go skiing here.
Oh, we don't need to, but when in South Beach.
They do.
So I think if you trade LeBron for Andrew Wiggins, Duncan Robinson, Kalel Ware, and
firsts. The story doesn't work with LeBron to Miami.
It works if he wins a championship. Like LeBron, and Bam Adebayo is
that's not winning you a title.
In today's era,
Hero and Adebayo.
You see what's winning.
You saw how bad Miami was this last year.
You said 3 years ago, Jalen Brunson and Cat. I don't think that's winning. If you had said Tyrese Halliburton,
but you got 1 year. You got
Pascal
1 year.
All
you're doing is adding LeBron to that team that got smoked by the Cavs in the first round of the playoffs.
And what was their biggest issue? They didn't have a playmaker.
Yeah, but it's going to be a 41-year-old LeBron, and I love LeBron, but that's not going to take them to a title contender.
I think LeBron on that team with Bam and Tyler has absolutely a chance to go to a conference finals.
Okay, so now we're moving it down to a conference finals. But within that, I still...
If only there were other moves they could make.
Well, I disagree with the sentiment, but that's neither here nor there. Like, he doesn't owe Miami any bit of that. He doesn't owe us anything either.
He doesn't owe anybody
but the
anything.
But the story isn't great, him going to Miami, and then let's even say winning a title there to close it out. It's a fifth title, and adding a title is obviously going to be great in general. That's not the argument I want to have.
I agree with you that story does matter to him. I don't think it's the only thing that matters.
Because I'm thinking like big picture. Like if he wins a title, is he ever considered more than Dwayne Wade is in a Miami Heat uniform? And that answer is no.
Yeah, but I don't think that's what this is about. It's about just getting to a fifth title.
Okay, then I mean, if I'm him, I just stay and do it with Luka. Luka gives you a much better odds. Luka and adding pieces is going to give you a much better odds than Adebayo and Tyler Hero.
That's if the Lakers want LeBron Luka's to be a around
he's a much
for Luka.
Better player. Well, I mean...
Because I think that's the other part of this. It wouldn't surprise me after, what, 6 or 7 years? It wouldn't surprise me if the Lakers were just done doing business with LeBron.
At some point, they will come to that conclusion. He's still average. He still was 25-9 last year.
I think it's more the other things that come with LeBron than whether LeBron's still a good player or not.
I mean, right now they really don't have a choice.
Yeah, they do. They could
because Luka and Austin Reeves isn't going
to
do anything.
The second he opts in, you can just trade him. Actually, it's no movement clause, so you'd have to go ahead and get him to agree to it. But that's why I thought Miami, because I think he probably would say, you know, I'll live in Miami again for one more year. Then I'm going to go deal with Cleveland winners again for one more year.
It would be dumb if the Lakers were deciding now is the time they want out of the LeBron business.
I think getting out of LeBron business allows you to clear the books, because the reason why I mentioned Duncan and Andrew Wiggins is their money's done after, well, so Wiggins is done after 2 years from now, and Duncan only has 1 year left.
Okay, but we got prime Luka right now.
Yep,
they got to make some big moves.
I almost said prime Luka. Well, you could turn around and then use those assets to try and get Giannis too.
Okay, I mean, that is a that would be different. That's a different story.
Well, but I think my point is the first move is to get off LeBron, and then you see what opens up after that.
I think getting off LeBron and not having a plan, and the plan being we're just going to get Giannis, is a plan that is not going to work out very well for him.
Who should want a reunion more, LeBron or the Cavs? And the problem with the NBA is not the problem everyone thinks it is. It's the reverse problem. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.